Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's also cool is when Steve Kerr stops on by to talk with us, playoffs, he's still doing it. That's awesome. Steve Kerr, brought to you by Mancini's Sleep World, simply the best place to buy a mattress, and brought to you by the Bay Club. Get more at the Bay Club. More boxing, more pickup games, more laps in the pool. Visit Bay Club more for a three-day pass to get started. Steve, thank you very much for joining us, and congratulations. 2-0 looks pretty good over San Antonio, doesn't it?
It does look good, but long way to go, obviously. But last night was a great win, especially given that the Spurs really came out and played well, played hard, and got into us and put us. And I liked our response in the second half.
Didn't think the Spurs were good enough to win game one, but like you said, I did think that they played well enough to win game two. LaMarcus Aldridge obviously had a fantastic game. What did you think woke up the Spurs? Was it your effort that Greg Popovich tried to match emotionally in game two?
I just think this is pretty predictable in the playoffs. You know, if you blow a team out in game one, they're going to come out and play much better in game two. Everybody you play is going to be really good. You know that. And, you know, you're playing a team that has so much tradition and history and so many guys who have been there before with Parker and Ginobili especially, but you know, Aldridge has been a playoff performer for many years. So it's just to be expected. Their effort was much better. Their defense was fantastic in the first half, and this is what the playoffs are about.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr here on the Damon Bruce Show. What kind of atmosphere, Steve, are you expecting in Game 3? Because, you know, Spurs fans, they have to know they're on borrowed time. They've been watching playoffs for 21 years in a row now. And I'm sure that they're going to be, you know, into Game 3, but not necessarily up for Game 3. Have you talked about your team maybe creating its own energy for Game 3?
Well, we're going to have to. You know, the Spurs have been on fire at home. It's really kind of bizarre. They've been, you know, losing every road game. I think they've lost like 11 straight road games. Maybe I may be wrong, but it's close. And they've won like 8 or 9 straight home games. So they're a totally different team there. And you know how the playoffs are. You win one game and the momentum changes. So that's going to be their focus is, you know, let's go out and get one game and then have a home game on Sunday to tie the series. That's as simple as that. So our mindset has to be the exact opposite. Let's go out and get this first one and really, you know, tighten the screws.
Most head coaches wouldn't announce that they were surprised by any aspect of their team in fear that someone would be like, well, why is any aspect of your team surprising you? You're the head coach. But you're not like any other head coach, and I think you might answer this honestly, Steve. Has anything about your team surprised you, or have you really been expecting this effort to just pop up with the playoffs all along?
Well, I did expect the defense to get dramatically better, and it has. So that's been really positive, obviously, and that's the key to the whole thing. No matter who you're playing in the playoffs, you've got to make stops. And every team presents different challenges. We knew what the Spurs were going to do coming in, just like they've prepared well for us. So the biggest thing is I'm pleased with our effort. I thought we were much better in game one. We missed a lot of box outs last night. We had more mistakes. So we're going to have to be tighter and better in game three.
Draymond Green, he really is the barometer of this team's emotions. And if he's feeling frisky, the whole team feels frisky. And if he's not, the whole team doesn't necessarily feel frisky. Good news, Coach. He's frisky right about now.
Yeah, he's playing well. And, you know, he and Andre, I think, are just so good defensively. And the way they pair up and, you know, kind of read the situation. There's a lot of switching that's going on out there, a lot of reading circumstances. And, you know, when you got a whole group of players out there who are so versatile with Clay and KD, Draymond, Andre, it makes the game so much easier. And those guys are all doing a hell of a job right now.
So you've told me all year long, and we asked you about this all year long. Are you worried about Andre? Not once did you say you were worried about Andre, and it turns out you were right. guy looks like he's running around on a 26-year-old kid's legs right now.
Yeah, well, he's the playoffs bring out the best in guys like Andre, who are maybe nearing the end of their careers, but who have been all-stars. I think you've seen the same thing from Ginobili over the last 4 or 5 years. Ginobili's 40 now, and he's still coming into playoff games and making an impact. And Andre's obviously about 5, 6 years behind him. But it's just kind of the way it is. You get to a certain age, you can't bring it for 82 straight in terms of the energy and the athleticism. But between games, and the focus is there.
Coach,
inside.
Oh, well, you almost. Well, we thought we lost you there for just a second.
Sorry, you got me.
I got you.
Yeah. So I just think out the best in guys like Andre, who just they know what to do, and they know they've conserved some energy over the course of the year, and now it's ready to go.
Did he lean over to you throughout the regular season and just kind of whisper in your ear like, "Don't worry, I'll be here in April."
No, he doesn't even need to.
Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. So Curry seems to be in great spirits there on the bench. He's going to be traveling with the team to San Antonio. How involved is Steph during the walk-up to these games, either as a halftime voice, a pre- or post-game voice in that locker room? How involved is he with the team's business beyond being a spectator as he waits to get ready to play?
Well, as much as he can be, but when you're not playing, you're not part of it. You're doing your rehab while the team is on the floor. And so there's always a separation, which is difficult to deal with as a player because you're so used to being, part of the action. But what Steph's doing is behind the scenes, he's talking to Quinn and he's offering his advice to guys, pulling Draymond aside. If he sees something, he's in the film session, so he'll say something during the film. But it's just different, when you're not playing, there's no question there's a separation there.
By the way, master stroke, great idea to give Quinn Cook all the room he needed to come off the bench and not put him in the starting lineup, which just, hey, Greg Popovich, you're looking for a guy to test. Here he is in the first minute of the game. Like, a really good move to go with Andre, I think.
Well, the move was basically made to put our best defensive lineup on the floor. And Andre's obviously one of our best defenders. And, Quinn is a very good defender, but he's 6 feet tall. And so he's vulnerable in certain areas. So it just made sense to put a big, rangy lineup out there that could switch and communicate and cause some havoc. And I think so far the lineup's doing really well.
Steve, JaVale McGee was close to not returning last offseason, and now is one of the biggest reasons why you're 2-0 in this series. He's been fantastic, and I think has played his best basketball, certainly in Game 1 of this series. His opening 9-10 minutes on the floor were amazing.
Yeah, he's doing a great job on Aldridge. Aldridge is such a load. I mean, this guy is so good and difficult to handle. So it's good to have JaVale's athleticism to try to thwart some of what LaMarcus does. And the other great thing with JaVale is that he can just kind of, use his speed and leaping ability to give us 4 or 5 hoops. And without Steph, we need that extra scoring punch. So he's had a hell of a first 2 games, JaVale has, and been a big factor for us.
Yeah, LaMarcus has been really good. By the way, I think he's going to try to do a spin move over his right shoulder. You might just want to pass that on to the coaches and get ready to play him in Game 3. But, I have to ask you, and I know you're always reluctant to talk about another team's player, but isn't the situation that the Spurs are going through with Kawhi Leonard a little odd?
It is, but again, it's none of my business. So, I'm not going to comment on that. It's just so we got to handle our team. Pop's got to handle his team.
Who was better at putting up a quiet 30-point performance, Kevin Durant or Michael Jordan?
Well, they're in the same category in that regard. They just do it so easily that sometimes you just look up, and that's what I said last night after the game. It just seems like every night you look up at the scoreboard and Kevin's got 30, and that's the ultimate compliment when you can score that easily and that smoothly. Just shows what kind of talent you have.
Do you think there's any chance the NBA takes a second look at the flagrant that Draymond had called on him last night, maybe rescinds it?
Well, we definitely inquired. I know Bob has checked in with the league on it, and I don't know what the result of that was. But that's standard protocol. If there's a flagrant or a technical, you communicate with the league and you figure out or you find out, what their thinking is. But I don't anticipate anything changing from that.
Do you anticipate David West availability and playing in Game 3?
I hope so. He told me last night that the sprain wasn't too bad, but I have not seen him today nor spoken with our training staff. So we have the day off today. We'll fly down to San Antonio tomorrow morning and practice when we get there. So we'll have a better idea tomorrow.
I mean, what's another injury for you guys, right? You're so used to them by now.
Exactly.
Steve, again, I thought we were going to talk to you a little bit later this week. Thank you so much for joining us today. I didn't think we'd get you in between games in the series here, so really appreciate your time. Thank you. Wish you very good luck Thursday night in San Antonio, and we would love you to get this sucker done in 4 or 5. If it goes 6 games, it's going to interfere with the NFL draft, and I got a big NFL draft show I'm already prepping, so we need this over by 5, Coach, if you could.
I'll let the guys know.
Thank you very, very much. Really appreciate that. Steve, thank you.
You got it. See you, Damon.
Good stuff. Steve Kerr, always a pleasure to talk to here on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.